It's that time again here in Spain to catch up with the Brevin Franks partner, Cathal Watchford. How are you, Cathal?
I'm great, Howard. Keeping well, thanks. So what about yourself?
I'm well. Oh, we're getting into the swing of the new format, I think.
Indeed.
So this week we're going to look at the essential steps for your retirement journey in Spain. Last week he looked at residence visas and taxation. So today we'll move on to UK pensions, reviewing savings and investments in Spain, and estate planning. So what do people need to know and plan for regarding taxing their UK pensions in Spain? And how are they taxed here? And should they review their pensions options?
Yes, a good question, Howard. I would certainly recommend having a pension review and a full assessment tailored to your move to Spain. Cross-border pension planning is a very complex and complicated area, and this has been compounded since Brexit, where there have been changes in both the UK and here in Spain. Some changes in recent years include different tax treatment on pensions inside and outside of the EU with respect to wealth tax, potential income tax charges on transferring a pension into the EU, depending on one's residency status at the time. There's been new UK lifetime allowance rules and a new overseas pension, overseas transfer charge that will apply to EU pension transfers. There's also been new regulatory processes for moving a UK pension and far longer timeframes to take these actions. Also, having a UK pension but living in Spain has led for many clients that we speak with to being restricted or even locked out from their UK pensions due to the regulatory divide post-Brexit. And this has left people in the lurch, essentially, who are unable to, you know, take actions, make any changes, or even take withdrawals from their pension. Considering these complexities, I would strongly recommend undertaking a full pension review with a suitably qualified and experienced advisor to ensure that you have the right pension planning in place based on your own personal objectives and requirements for your move to Spain. Regarding the tax point, this is a simpler question. All pension income in Spain should be taxed at the general rate of income tax or at your marginal rate, taking into account other incomes that you have. So whether you have a state pension or a private pension, they'll all be taxed the same way, which is just the standard rates of tax here in Spain.
Do you recommend people also reviewing their savings and investments to make them more suitable for living in Spain?
I do, yes. Like pensions, but perhaps not quite as complex, a full review of your savings and investments is certainly a good idea. Structures like ISAs or UK general investment accounts or premium bonds, etc., are fully taxable and they're quite heavily reported tax-wise here in Spain. There are, of course, Spanish equivalent structures that are available for Spanish residents, which lead to far lower tax payable for, you know, people living here each June when the tax reporting season comes around. So you can really optimize your investment capital where you can have it grow far more tax efficiently into the future, and it'll be far simpler in terms of the reporting you need to do to the Spanish tax office. So I think overall, in terms of savings and investments, local advice and local compliant solutions work best.
And finally, what about estate planning? Is the Spanish succession regime different from the UK's?
It is indeed, yes. Yeah. So in the UK, where people will be more familiar with, you have UK inheritance tax. And so that's assessed on one's worldwide estate. And so therefore, if the value of your worldwide assets are above your nil rate band allowances, you'll pay inheritance tax at a 40% rate. So that the rate is quite high in the UK. Here in Spain, you have the equivalent type of tax is called Spanish succession tax. And so this works quite differently. It's not assessed on one's worldwide estate. It's not even applied to the estate of the person who passed away. It's only assessed on the beneficiary of any assets. So if you have assets that are based in Spain, or if the beneficiary lives in Spain, Spanish succession tax may become payable. The good news on the Spanish side is that many of the autonomous regions have reduced Spanish succession tax quite considerably. So in the Balearic Islands, where I'm based, and many other regions, in fact, there's been a 100% reduction against succession tax. So if you're, well, it depends on as well who the beneficiary is. So for group one and two beneficiaries, which would include children, grandchildren, spouses, parents, grandparents, there's effectively no succession tax applicable when assets pass to your family members. So therefore, succession tax is an easier tax to navigate and manage. Inheritance tax tends to be the one that people need to focus on a bit more. You can, however, get to the optimal position where if you permanently move to Spain from the UK or permanently leave the UK and you actually sell your UK assets and have no ties in the UK, you can avoid paying UK inheritance tax as well. So over time, and if you've lived in Spain for a long time and it's your permanent intended country of residence, you can actually avoid inheritance tax and succession tax with the right planning, and you can ensure that, you know, the vast majority of your wealth passes down to your family in a timely and very efficient manner.
Excellent. So Cahal, how do you help people moving from the UK to Spain or who are settling into their new life here?
Yeah, so initially we have a chat or a call or meet with our clients, and usually there'll be several meetings over a number of months. So we really get to know our clients quite well over this period. In fact, in some cases, we speak with our clients for a year or more before we actually implement any advice. So we do a deep dive on their financial and tax position. And most importantly, we also really get into the weeds on their own objectives, their personal position, what they're looking to achieve, their, you know, future estate planning, et cetera, and income needs. And over time, we slowly develop a strategic financial plan. And this would include a full tax, estate, financial investments, and retirement assessment. And we need to establish what has to be done whilst the people or the family are still in the UK, what has to be done when they move to Spain, and also any cross-border planning between the jurisdictions. So we really assist with their move and help them make their move from their home in the UK to here in Spain as seamless and simple as possible. We assist with residence and immigration planning, often referring them to the likes of an immigration specialist. And then we implement our strategic financial plan to provide optimal tax efficiency and really financial peace of mind for their future. So when they're living in Spain, they can just focus on enjoying the Mediterranean way of life and their chosen lifestyle. In a nutshell, really, it's about helping our clients make the move in a very simple manner and provide that peace of mind that their financial affairs are in perfect order.
And for newcomers, of course, your website is the first port of call.
Indeed, yes. Blevinsfranks.com is our website, and it's quite a useful source of information to assist with your potential move to Spain or any of our other European markets or countries. And we also have a lot of tax guides and articles produced and podcasts and so on and so forth. So for anybody looking to move to Spain, France, Portugal, have a look on our website. And also you can get in touch with our local partners and advisors to arrange a no obligation consultation.
Always a pleasure, Cahal. We'll talk again sometime in the future.
Likewise. Thank you, Howard. Look forward to speaking soon.